Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, yeah, well, there we go, Weasel Wednesday by Jingle. Weasel Wednesday, the first day of November 2017, and it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is... Let's see, did I get that? Yep, okay. 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's fall weather. It's cold. It's going to snow on Friday. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not looking forward to it. Let's see what we have on the itinerary here today. Company based in Israel owns 697 megawatts of geothermal and recovered energy-based power plants in Nevada. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Yesterday, Flea came up on the broadcast, and he was talking about a geothermal that was owned by Canada up by Reno, Nevada. And Laura checked on that because she was listening downstairs, and she, well, it might have been owned by Canada at one time, but guess who owns it now? Guess who owns the geothermal energy production in your country? Company based in Israel. I mean, this, whose country is this? To whose benefit? Who did the founders of this country win this country for? Oh, that's right. Company based in Israel owns 697 megawatt of geothermal and recovered energy-based power plants in Nevada. This is from Wikipedia. Ormat Technologies Incorporated is a provider of alternative and renewable energy technology based in Reno, Nevada. The company will build over 150 power plants and installed over 2,000 megawatts. As of February 2016, Ormat owns and operates 697 megawatts of geothermal and recovered energy-based power plants. The company's shares have been listed on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange since 1991 and the New York Stock Exchange since 2004. The company's main production facilities are based in Yavin, Israel. So, I mean, this is are you talking about your natural resources? This is our geothermal. And of course, it's somebody, a foreigner owns it because it's for the benefit of, well, Israel, you know, our masters over there in Tel Aviv. Ormat's core technology is the Ormat energy converter. Power generation unit. It converts low and medium temperature heat into electrical energy with low or zero emissions of CO2 and pollutants. The OX main components are a vaporizer, preheater, turbo generator, air-cooled or water-cooled condenser, feed pump, and controls. Ormat has installed more than 900 megawatts of geothermal and recovered energy generation power units based on OEC technologies. Now, they always try to act like, you know, Israel, you know, they're developing technology. This is why that little piss hole in the snow, I mean, in the desert over there, has so much goddamn power and influence in the world. Ormat's technology is optimized for use in geothermal energy generation, and the company is the third largest geothermal producer in the United States. The third largest in our whole goddamn country belongs to that little piss hole over there in the Middle East. The technology is also suitable for recovered energy power generation, which converts waste heat from industrial process into electricity that can be used on site or sold to power generation utilities. Ormat's recovered energy technology was deployed in projects in Germany, Canada, India, USA, and Japan. Ormat has been involved in establishment and development of several companies, including Ormat develops and manufactures automated optical inspection. I mean, the technology, I'll tell you where the technology comes from. You pay for it. It's developed in our colleges and in universities with our tax dollars, and then it's handed over to our Jew masters. And then they come back over here to our land and tap our geothermal, well, because it's theirs. Anyways, I wanted to, you know, get that straight. I told Mark earlier, we were talking on the phone, I told him China. No, it's Israel, Mark, if you're listening. Let me see. I want to see which one I want to do. Yeah, that'll work. New York City terror attack suspect Saifulo Saipov entered U.S. through diversity visa program. This is from Fox News. The alleged ISIS fanatic, authorities say, was behind Tuesday's deadly New York City slaughter, came to the United States 7 years ago from Uzbekistan under a diversity visa program. Details of Saifulo's Spayoff's travel to America could become all more important as President Trump proposes revisions to his extreme vetting program. The diversity visa program, a State Department program, which offers a lottery for people from countries with few. I mean, you talk about, I mean, they talk, I've seen Chucky Schoemann come up. You know, he's the one that had introduced this bill back in the 90s, and George Bush Jr., of course, signed it because, you know, they're against one another. They're always against one another until it comes to matters of destroying this country or sucking Israel's ass. But at any rate, this program, what you're talking about here is, I mean, he came up and he said, we believe in immigration for America. What about what the goddamn people here want, Chucky? You foreign piece of shit. Chucky Schumer has decided that, you know, you're talking 50,000 sons of bitches from God knows where. I mean, this is just like you get to come to what they're doing here, because they call it a lottery. And by God, if it ain't, because this lottery offers about, you know, millions of dollars in benefits to just some son of a bitch. Just, you know, they go through the phone book in these countries. There's not enough of these people have immigrated to the United States and got a cut of your goddamn wealth. So we're just going to run a lottery here, and 50,000 of them a year are going to come here. And one of them was this son of a bitch that drove the truck down the sidewalk and ran over the people. And you know what the ironic part is? I was listening to the eight people killed, two were Americans, okay? Right? In New York City. This is how goddamn bad it has gotten, people. And I mean, you got this Democratic, the so-called Democratic Party, you know, the false left to the false rights, false left right. And I mean, they're saying that we don't want closed borders. You know what? Fuck you. You do not. I mean, this isn't your goddamn property to dispose of. It belongs to the people you're supposed to represent.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
It's Jew York.
Jew York, you goddamn right it is. That's where they have that that pistol with the goddamn barrel tied in a knot with the UN building, you know, that's where the UN is based, is right there in New York. But the whole idea of this, people, I mean, what is with people in this country that they can't see shit like this for exactly what it is? After the war of, after the hijacking of the Proper Uprising that was later sold to the people as a revolutionary war because we wanted the son of a bitches that were oppressing us in the colonies to be our oppressors instead of the king. Well, after that, when that war ended, this country belonged to Americans. It belonged, and then if you went there and asked them people there, just said, you know, this country belongs to you. Do you want to give it away? Do you want to just give it away to people around the world? Just open up the doors. By the way, this makes you a quadzillionaire. Each and every one of you, at the time of the ending of the war, if it was truly a war for independence and the people won that war and the people won this country, the goddamn country belonged to those people. And those people, each and every one of them was a quadzillionaire. Do you want to give your wealth of this country away to just whoever wants to come along and whore it? Well, of course, there was the deals with the king already in place. And after the War of 1812, he was given a charter to come across the country and just rape it, the timber, any goddamn thing you want. What a fucking lie this country has been from its inception. The big mistake was not going to Philadelphia and finishing the goddamn job. And if I could go back in time, I suppose that's the era I'd go. And I'd just ask them, why? You knew what they were. You knew they were the same son of a bitches that were the king's men. Oh, they changed their attitude because they became the kings. And now here we are today. And I mean, it's just the shit like this is just, well, you know, we talked about handing the goddamn the oil fields in Alaska over to the Chinese. Of course you would. Of course, I mean, and pumping, you know, the very idea of exporting your crude oil out of this country, exporting any of your raw materials. I mean, are we supposed to be retarded here? I have a big bunch of resources here that could take care of my family for generations. What I want to do is see if I can hack it all down in one day and give the money to one son of a bitch. And to hell with the future, or turn it over to foreign countries. What I want to do is I want to have China come in here and make the goddamn money. We've talked about it before. You people understand. There are Chinese companies here. These Chinese bastards are here right now. They are digging out the gold from our country. We talked about the fact that back during World War II, when they took the mining equipment from the big gold mining operations and gave it to Russia, took it from our people at gunpoint and gave it to Russia. Now the goddamn Chinese are here. Taking our gold, not just taking it. No contracts, because, I mean, America's just one big whore. Anybody that wants to come, I mean, your minerals, your goddamn metals, they just come in at $257 filing fee and I can haul the goddamn country away. Wonder who set that goddamn bullshit up. And do you think that would really fly in the face of a fraud charge? But here we are again. I mean, you wonder why our people are living like shit? Because the wealth of our nation, which is a wealth we cannot even imagine, these internationals are just coming here. I'm going to take that. I paid for a government to keep you bastards under control while I come in here and loot your country. And that's the truth of it. Why should goddamn Israel own anything in the United States? Go down to Mexico and try to buy something. Try to buy a piece of property. I'm an American. I want to buy you. Get the hell out of here. In fact, you'd be in jail that night.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
You betcha, brother. That's what we're living for. You know, they sold this shit to us in chunks. And people just gobbled the shit up. I mean, I heard it all my life. And, you know, when I was a kid, I was indoctrinated into it. I'm a working man. Well, yeah. I work and I get my paycheck and I pay my taxes. You fucking retards. This goddamn country belongs to you. And here again, another example. I mean, we could probably cover one every day if we wanted to. But the geothermal energy in this country, well, of course Israel is the third largest manufacturer of our... Then you talk about a raw resource. Geothermal? Really? The program... Oh, we're back to this son of a bitch here. I was talking about the fact that... six of the eight people, I mean, just going down a sidewalk, I mean, a bike trail in New York City, You know, they have on the little rent-a-bikes where you put a buck in the machine or $2, whatever it is, and you get the bike and you drop it off somewhere else and you check it in and check it out, these little bikes. But on a normal day in New York, it's one thing that some guy comes up on the bike trail and mows people down. But if you run over 8 people, well, 6 of them are going to not be from this country. I think that's pretty goddamn striking. And then reading the shit like we're talking about China. Well, of course, who's going to develop our oil? And you know, they're acting like, you know, we have to have these foreigners come in to do this. It's just like what they did in Saudi Arabia. The big companies, international companies, went into Saudi Arabia, bought up the equipment, exploited their goddamn resource, took the lion's share of the money, split up with the goddamn the Saudi princes over there, and their people got shit. It's the same thing here. It's a sellout. And they don't own it to sell it. Who in the hell could ever say that, oh, the government, there's geothermal potential over there for electricity. No, Americans can't. We're goddamn broke. The richest country on planet Earth, and we're too broke to develop our own resources. Do you think there might be something afoot here? Or Americans just don't want to do it. We just want to go and get a paycheck and pay our taxes. Don't you, Charlie?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
This morning, man, I was going to the store and I listened to the radio, and everything just really came full circle. And they were saying about this commercial. I forgot what it was about, but this commercial, and it was saying at the end of the commercial, it said, if you don't speak English, you have like a tunnel of line that you can call. And I was like, wow, that right there, if I wasn't awake, I wouldn't even notice what they were really talking about. Well, it was just saying they have a second option. So they just like, here's the gate, come on through. If you don't speak English, it's perfectly fine. You don't have to be a legal citizen. You don't have to be, you can be legal and come on, do whatever you want to do over here. And that's all that they were basically saying.
Exactly. And tell me, show me the authority for them to do that, because I'm here to tell you it does not exist. These son of a bitches are running rogue, and they need to be shut down now. God damn, every day. I mean, we talk about this all the time, but even as I'm sitting here talking to you about this, your natural resources, your raw resources are heading out of this country right now. And they've just, you know, they lift the ban on oil. It's going to be just a little creeping thing. And the one on natural gas is how they started. It'll be 6 years before they can ever build a plant to export your gas. They were already built, weren't they? They were already built. So they were lying to you. And then they turn around and lift the ban on exporting. I mean, the reason you don't export your resources is because you want to manufacture them. You want to make the money. They belong to you. But no, a handful of goddamn insider it's the Masonic lodges across this goddamn country, people. That's how they got the hold on this. And now they're taking back over because they've got the communist on their heels, at least. And as they're grabbing it all up, who are they going to hand it to? Now, the communists, they are handing it to Chinese. Harry Reid down there in Nevada, handing over billions of dollars and trillions of dollars worth of uranium. Oh, they're going to put some windmill plants, clean energy, don't you know? Horseshit.
What's happening is the Israelis, they start that geothermal, and they put it on the stock market. And then the senators and whoever these assholes are that green-lighted it are getting the IPO. And, you know, that's the rub. I mean, the senator gets the IPO, and it comes into the country, and it goes on the stock exchange, and they make $100,000 overnight.
Exactly, man. But what I'm telling people is just, man, look at it just for what it is, plain and on its face. You're sitting here. This country belongs to you. The resources, they just don't belong to two or three of us because they signed papers between each other and said, well, we got this because we signed these papers. That ain't how it works. That's called fraud. It belonged to everybody in the beginning. And if it changed hands without signed consent, which you didn't have in the Constitution, find it in the Constitution. Show me in the Constitution where they can give one fucking thing we own away to anybody outside. Pardon?
The Balfour Declaration.
I said in the Constitution.
Yeah, I know.
They've created the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, all illegal. No authorization for it. What they have done without authority. They have done outside the law. In fact, they have done in violation of the law. That makes it fraud, and there's no statute of limitations on fraud. So it has been a fraud since 1789. It's been a goddamn running fraud to take this country often under the feet of the people who goddamn want it in blood.
Homeland Security.
You goddamn right, buddy. And then now, and you know, I've talked about this before. When they took this continent the first time from the original Americans, the Indians, what did they do? They came here and they established a base head. And then they used the goddamn resources of this country to conquer it. And they're doing the same thing again. We're getting our throats cut and we're buying the goddamn knife. And paying the son of a bitch that's cutting it. Just like in the 2008 so-called derivatives bubble. Well, see now, we were paying a goddamn agency, another illegal agency. The banking agency that watched over the derivatives. That raided AAA, they paid AAA derivatives out of junk bonds. They did it. They told you right on the mainstream. Yeah, they were all junk bonds, and they rated them AAA and put them into people's 401ks who lost everything. They broke the goddamn law. And when it was established they broke the law, well, they're too big to jail. Really? Are they too big to shoot? Because that's what's left. And it's an outrage today. Here we're talking about this, the New York City terror attack. And of course this son of a bitch is from another country. He came here, I mean, listen to this, man. The DV program makes up to 50,000 immigrant visas available annually, drawn from random selection among all entries to individuals who are from countries with low rates of immigration. They ain't getting it coming over here and stealing from us. And we got to get more of them people over here stealing from us. It fucking belongs to us. They've never had any authority to give it to anybody else. They're supposed to represent us, not some son of a bitch across the line. They are treasonous to a fault. High crimes and misdemeanors is an understatement. And it's going to continue, people. It's going to continue until we get off our dead asses and stop it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, whatever they do, you know what I'm saying, it's just political. But whatever we do, you know, if we have a crooked toe in, you know, that's a felony, you know. I mean, but, you know, most people, they really can't see that we pay for our own enslavement. I mean, you look at it, man. They take money from us, and they tell us what to do.
Well, you look at it. What was sold to us, the bill of goods that was sold to the people of the United States back in 1789, is turned completely 180 degrees. The anti-federalists were absolutely correct in when they said they told us exactly what they were going to do to us. They were the same. These guys knew. They were there. They knew it was the same son of a bitches that were. When the uprising happened at Lexington Concord, it was against the King of England, all right. But who was doing the oppressing here, people? Who do you think? The King's men. The dirty church Masonic cabal that ran the colonies. They were oppressing people and you know, taking their property and putting them in prison for not paying taxes they couldn't pay because they, you know, screw the economy up until they could take their properties. And then just seizing property. Admiralty courts where you had no rights, you were treated as property by the King's men. And it was the King's men in this country. They didn't send no troops over here and to occupy Boston and such until the people started rising up against the local authority here, which was the King's men, who are the same son of a bitches on the other side of the revolution that came out running the goddamn country and have been doing so ever since their progeny. Stealing it.
How
they're just
it?
Go ahead, sorry Charlie.
All these attacks, how come no Jews or no cops get killed?
Because the Jews and the cops are running the attacks, duh. This shit here. I mean, look at what you're talking. Go back here, Chucky Schumer. The program originated as part of a bill introduced in 1990 by Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, then a member of the House. Schumer's measure to make a set number of visas available to diversity. This is that multiculturalism. This is pumping people from all parts of the world to destroy our culture and then tell us we don't have one. If you got any culture at all, you got to go look back a couple of hundred years to when your relatives came to this country, and that's who you are today. Horse shit! Set number available diversity immigrants from certain countries was absorbed into a larger house immigration bill. See? It was a rider on a bill. That's how this guy was here. And I guarantee he sucked off off of our wealth. Every one of these bastards is sucking off our wealth. Israel's sucking off our wealth. If the thing is, the people in this country, I guess they just cannot conceive that they own the goddamn place. What do you think it, well, that's what they, you know, that 14th Amendment selling you on being a citizen. I'm a subject of a government. No, I'm not. I am the government. I am the authority in this country. I own the son of a bitch. And I have given no consent for Israel to have it, for China to have it. But it's these multi-billionaires. They live in a whole nother world apart from us. And the whole world's just pickings for them. And they're, you know, they take over the governments of every country. And then they just dilly among themselves to pile up the riches while the goddamn peasants, peons, and coolies eke it out of the ground and hand it over to them. This country was so goddamn rich, they were making zillions of dollars off of it. That wasn't enough. They had to break it so that they could take our raw resources. They want goddamn slaves here, people. Wake up. That's what would be ideal for them. As a goddamn Chinese overlord standing over you with a whip as you dig out your own goddamn resources and hand them to the son of a bitches. Just like they do over in Africa. Only difference is we got guns and we're supposed to be smarter than this. But here we have it. I mean, 50,000, you know, these guys come, when these people come into your country, you gotta, I want you guys to realize something. If you went down to go get welfare or something, man, they're gonna tell you you need to do work searches. You gotta be looking for a job. You gotta try to get off that goddamn welfare. I've seen this right here where I live. And then they tell you that, you know, like this guy here, he don't have to look for work or anything. You know why? Cause he can't speak your goddamn language. He's handicapped. So he gets to check in the goddamn mail and don't, I mean, they'll come find him and give him one. This is, I mean, there's never been nothing more backwards and wrong than what we are experiencing in this country today. And man, why we keep taking it is beyond me. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Can't anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time. That was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is just about how we feel come Wednesday around here. And now, back, you know, we were talking about the fact these 50,000 just were randomly around the world. Come and get some of what belongs to these Americans. Just come and have it. Because what it is, if we were a united people, and with all this bullshit out of our way, I mean, they couldn't have done this to us 50 years ago, people. They could not have done it. This has been incrementalism. That's why they had to bring all of these foreign peoples in here and get form all of these collectives, these communist collectives. You know, this community, that community, versus, all vying for what belongs to none of them. It belongs to you and me, the American national. And in the midst of all of this bullshit, they're carting it out the goddamn back door, hand over fist. And then they run, this bullshit. Let's look at this goddamn, this came up today. Anti-terror presence proceeds New York attacks by hours, just like it did in Sandy Hook. They were there for 2 weeks. You don't think that this might have been a setup, do you? A question average New Yorkers close to Wall Street side highway of Manhattan Tuesday, October 31st, 2017 are asking, why were there so many NYPD counterterrorism trucks attended by scores of uniformed NYPD counterterrorism officers flanking these trucks hours before the attack itself? Well, because it's a production. You got to have everybody there. This is the police state you're paying for, and they're going to want more because that's what this is about. Man, we've already got a goddamn police state that you feel like you're being watched in your own goddamn house 24 hours a day. Man, how are you going to talk them people into a little more? One doesn't have to be introduced into the secret world of NYPD counterterrorism of the New York City Joint Terrorism Task Force to know that the NYPD counterterrorism unit is a special, ad hoc, and only first responder force that no one should either see or hear them unless there was intelligence chatter indicating an imminent terrorist attack or after a terrorist attack actually takes place. Well, just like in Sandy Hook, what were they doing there? What was Homeland Security doing there? 2 weeks before they ran that false flag on a school that hadn't been opened in a year. So why in the hell were they all hanging out in droves today, hours before the attack, in the literal vicinity of where the attack took place? Well, because they orchestrated it. Well, what? We said false flag as soon as it started happening. We know what it is. All we have to do is deduce what they're trying to accomplish by running the program. So why, okay, naysayers turn around and respond that the NYC Halloween parade is a possible terror attack location or other such nonsense. But since when did the simple NYPD officers who are usually called into buffer security during parades or other New York City gatherings get replaced? Like I told you, when those that police commissioner came up, the New York police commissioner came up talking yesterday, he didn't talk about police. He talked about security forces. Now, where did they get that security forces from? Where have I heard that before? Well, that's what they have. That's what they call their street Gestapo over there in goddamn Israel. And that's where these son of a bitches are trained, over there in Israel. This is 75% of this population is not under control. They can't get us to kill each other. They're amping up. We told you that the reason Trump was put in where he's put is to build that police state that Obama couldn't build. Obama plugged all the shit in to use for that police state, like the sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act. But today, you know, they're talking about, first thing I heard this morning, that guy should be sent to Guantanamo Bay. And then you on a few more episodes, and the next guy whose voice really stands out to you is talking about anyone considered to be an armed threat. I think it is an armed threat to the United States is an enemy, should be considered an enemy combatant. Now, what happens when we turn around on this police state and we tell them you can't have a police state here? Our founding documents don't provide for a police state. In fact, what you represent is an occupation of our country we have to remove. I guess we would be enemy combatants right there. Off to Guantanamo and the waterboarding for you. Thank you, Herr Trump.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a question for everybody listening. Out here in Oklahoma, right, I think it's right off 44. I wonder, do anybody else have a sign out there, a big billboard sign out there where they live that says, if you see something, say something, and it has a number to call?
Oh, they run little programs like that here where I'm at. I mean, see something, say something. I mean, I heard that a lot yesterday, too. Yeah.
They got a big billboard.
They want to get
right on the highway so everybody can see.
I believe you. They want to get it just like it was in the old Soviet Union. Now, you didn't have to speak out against the state. All you'd have to do, I mean, if somebody wrote a poem, which was one way they tried to, you know, try to communicate back then after they let themselves be made, you know, turned into slaves under a tyrannical government. But if you read a poem, and I mean, somebody showed you a poem and you read it a month ago, and then they got that son of a bitch that read that poem. Everybody that read that poem and didn't tell on him, you're against the state too. You need to go get some drugging. You need some rehabilitation. That's what they're pushing for here. Make no mistake about it. Let's see. Apparently, they verbally and physically bully. I missed something here. It is also no secret that the leaders of the NY counterterrorism team unit themselves, such as James Waters, Scott Shanley, Daniel McGee, and Chris Zimmerman, have been outed as drunken, irresponsible, belligerent, alcoholic, pregraduous, and violent bullies when only a few weeks ago six of them were forced to deplane from a jet with two. I mean, that's what it is. It's going to be your KGB. It's here. It's here. I don't know what to tell you. Of course this shit that went down yesterday was orchestrated. You think they give a shit about killing a few people for a political cause? I mean, what did the Soviet Union do? What have all these dictatorships that have popped up around the world? They didn't have no problem slaughtering a few people and blaming it on your political enemy. Hell, the people, we want your cops. We want more cops. We want more police. We want more law. Just not people's law. We want more legislated law. More control is what we need, because that's really at the bottom line, isn't it? That 75% that ain't going out and voting. They're not under control. They are not acquiescing. And when the final equation, it comes down to the theft. That's what's at risk. They do not want it. I mean, they don't want a shootout in this goddamn country. That might stop the flow of the spice. As long as they can keep you, I got my gun. I take my gun. Well, don't worry about your gun. They're looting the country. They're taking all your goddamn natural resources out the back door as you're sitting there holding your gun and saying how proud you are that you haven't let go of it yet. They'll be along for it. Hell, you'll give it to them for a loaf of bread before this is all over with. Mark my words this day. Attorney, AG Sessions, I love this. AG Sessions suggests prosecutions for marijuana growers and sellers and users in legalized states. Oh, didn't see that one coming, did we? Now, you think about it, people, all these, well, there's been a lot of wealth piled up in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, people, you know, selling marijuana back and forth. You know, a little, that private enterprise, people making a lot of, but there's a lot of wealth, and it's really cut out of their criminal international drug running cabal. You know, they step up and they talk about the goddamn pharmaceutical company. They're after them. And I mean, this is just like everything else. You know, they the big companies, they talk about, oh, the regulation, the regulations that they pay to have put in place so that nobody can come up to compete with them. Because they make it until you have to have $1 million to start a company that could ever come near them. If just to pay for the regulations that they put in place, they pay their $1 million tribute because it comes right back to them. It goes in one hand, goes around the circle, and comes right back into their coffers. And you get the regulations that say that you're going to be a working man. You're going to work for that paycheck and to pay for your taxes. And here we go again. Like I mean, I seen that. Go ahead.
Did you see that article? The police raided this condo in Arizona. For whatever reason, it wasn't related. They walk in. There's on the table. There's about 100 pounds of wrapped dope and $1 million in cash sitting on the table.
Well,
and, you know, I mean, you just wonder what the hell. I mean, you know, these people are making a killing, even though the state's legalized marijuana. I mean, there's still people doing it and making a killing on the side. And I guess that's what pissing these people off that want to. They legalize it, and then they want to take the legalization away from. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it makes dollars and cents. This is Mafia 101. Now, they were running the drugs. They had a tight hold on it. They could kept their whack and hut prisons full of the people that they sold dope to and then busted. You know, that's what they. I mean, they target professionals. We can get this guy for 5 years, a free labor. And all we got to do is sell him some of the dope that we brought in and then get him for buying the dope. You can't get, you know, these sting operations. What do you think that the founders would have thought about that? You know, you would go in and you sold that guy a bag of dope and it's a crime for him to buy that dope from you, but you're working for the government, so it ain't a crime for you to sell it to him. And you're selling it to everybody else around because we have to make it look right. It's just like the gun running, gun walking bullshit. Oh, we were doing it to see how the operation worked. Sure, you were. You get busted, you just go, I mean, I wish I could do that. I was just wanted to see how it worked, because I'm trying to stop it, don't you know? And that's all I got to say. Walk away. Go, you know, go have a nice day. But Sessions, they just got
through. I mean,
go ahead.
Like Colorado, you know, they legalized it. I mean, I don't, that's kind of what I don't understand. I mean, these states legalized the damn drug, and they're making $100 million in taxes, you know, a year. More than they ever made in their whole life anywhere else. But there's still people making a friggin' killing on the side. I guess it's only legal medically, I guess, is what they're saying.
No. It's legal.
You couldn't have today's profit, man.
There you go. No, Mark, it's not just medical in Colorado. It's recreational in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon. Here where I live, I can go down to a store and buy pot and whatever else goes along with it. But the bottom line here is they're not controlling it. Somebody else, their boys aren't making the money. Free enterprise is broken out in three states. It has to be stopped because it's cutting into their goddamn, you know, their shit weed they're bringing up from Mexico. It won't fetch a buck anymore. Hell, you can go out in your yard and grow it. Why would you buy their shit? This is what, and that's what I said. You know, they throw the pharmaceuticals out here in front. It's them damn pharmaceuticals got everybody messed up on opioids. But you watch what I tell you. All this is designed to do is to get rid of the competition for the pharmaceuticals. Hello. Only competition the pharmaceuticals get is the Afghan dope being brought up through South America into the United States and sold by the DEA on your streets. And then Sessions what did he just do? That asset forfeiture. Now all of them, what they've seen is billions of dollars being made that they got burnt. They're mafia. They feel like they cut into the territory. They got $100 billion of our money. So they're going to go out. We'll put the, I mean, this way, you try to, you have to differentiate between what a real government is and what this shit is. So we'll just go, we're going to put asset forfeiture here. Absolute running violation of the Bill of Rights, the fourth article. Absolutely. You cannot do it. Forbidden. You're a goddamn trade if you, and they sign it. And then they come, what they're doing is they're coming for the money that they feel they've been stiffed. Okay. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, you know, it ain't got to the point now where they don't even allow people to get, you know what I'm saying, stuff for painkillers anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll stop people. I mean, I was talking to a doctor because, you know, I got sciatic problems, man, to act up sometimes. And just like what I told her, I said, I mean, the only thing that stopped my pain real bad was because y'all gave me a morphine shot. And she told me, she was like, you know, they trying to deter us away from using all that. I said, hell, they want one over there and bring it over here. I said, what are they talking about? I said, all of a sudden, now they want control over people's lives?
That's what it is.
It has gotten to that point where, you know, if you really do need medication, if you really, like, have surgery or something real bad is wrong with you, or you're in real bad pain, man, you can't get nothing now.
You're right. You know, you're sitting there with an abscess tooth, you're fucking face swollen up, and I mean, if you've had an abscess too, you know what goddamn pain is. And there's other pains, there's plenty of pains, but you think about it, you're sitting there and you're begging the government to let you have something to get you out of that pain. Do you think that's what the founders of this goddamn country intended? Because I'm here to tell you it wasn't. I by the Bill of Rights and the common law, I can grow a fucking opium poppy out there in my goddamn yard. I can cut it, I can grind it up, I can eat it, I can shove it up my ass if I want to, and there ain't a goddamn thing this government's ever had authority to say about it. Everything they're doing is an act of treason. They've never, I mean, they are acting, they have just, they, it's government by force. They do not, they've never had legitimate authority. They are illegitimate. They are rogue. It is an occupation. It is run by the goddamn Jews. And the Jew wants that power over you, Dion. If you're sitting there with your goddamn face swolled up, he wants the power to say, well, whether you can have a pill or not. Will you suck his ass for that pill? That's what it is.
Hey, who made that quote? Was it Thomas Jefferson said, if you let the government decide what goes in your body, you'll be... I forgot the quote.
He said, Thomas Jefferson said that we would wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. He said that. And that's sure as hell where we're at today.
Yeah, but it's another quote where he was saying, if you let the government decide what goes in your body, you'll be a I can't remember. I have to look it up.
I'm not sure. I know he said, I think he also said that when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And I think we're at tyranny. This shit, which,
well,
I mean,
you know,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, finish your point, Henry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All I was gonna jump back in the article. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys. I mean, what I do is that, you know, you go to the doctor when you have pain, right? I mean, and then you tell them, I gotta have something to dull the pain, and you'll get a prescription, and you fill it, and you just don't use it. You gotta stockpile. You go back 3 months later, you do it again. I mean, that's the only way you're gonna get the medication, man. And that way, then, when you get a toothache, you got something to dull the pain. You know, it's either that or a bottle of Jack Daniels. I mean, 5 good swigs of Jack, that pain is gone. But, you know, but if you got to drive to work, you know, forget about it.
Well, you know, the thing here is my grandfather, when he was young, he could walk into just a general goods store, but they had over like where they had the medicines. He could walk over there and put his two bits on the bar, and they would hand him a bottle of laudanum. That's opium. You stick your finger in it and put it in your mouth. It's like taking a Demerol. Okay, he was that free. And the bottom line is they've never, it's all about the authority they do not have over us. They never have. I mean, I would like to see, even, you know, somebody like Thomas Jefferson, does the government have authority to tell me what I can put in my body? Because I'm here to tell you the people who went out and fought and died would shoot some son of a bitch that suggested it. And people fell for it. I talked about this back when they were passing the marijuana laws here in Oregon and in Washington and Colorado. See, everybody was for it. Oh, boy, you already had that freedom. They were infringing on that freedom. But you accepted them being able to tell you it was okay. And I told you back then, if they can say it's okay, they can come back and say it isn't okay because you've acquiesced that they have the authority. And they don't. They never have had. You can't just come up and go, a bunch of us got together and we signed this act that says we're going to control the rest of your lives. And you don't have to be no victim. You don't have to be in violating nobody's rights. But we're going to tell you what to do. It just doesn't exist. This is a fraud. This whole goddamn government, since its inception, has been a freaking fraud. The people after between when the Constitution was written and when it was ratified, the people were living under the Bill of Rights. They were living under the common law. This is what they try to tell you. That Constitution and that government's your self-government. No, it is not. Your self-government is the common law courts. That government doesn't even exist in our world. If we have a litigation, we litigate between ourselves. And if we have to enforce orders, it's done with the sheriff elected from among us and the posse, which is the militia. That was what we were supposed to have. This is how far off we are from what we were supposed to have. It's gotten so far off from what we're supposed to have, people can't even conceive the truth. And people have become so indoctrinated into this authoritarian complex that they cannot even conceive what freedom is anymore. Man, freedom is I get to drink a beer and sit back and watch the ball game. That's freedom. No, it isn't. Freedom is no son of a bitch gets to tell you anything. Unless they want to go to a court to enforce it. Period. Nothing. Not one thing. And the goddamn government is not only weren't they given power over you? It was forbidden to them. That's what kills me. That Bill of Rights absolutely says it's forbidden for them to do the things they're doing to us. And people that, I listen to other programs and stuff every once in a while. And I hear people coming out. They're 20 years ago. The Bill of Rights don't even, it's like there's a whole lot of people out there that don't even want to talk about the Bill of Rights because they like their goddamn servitude. But what it is, the reason they get institutionalized into it to the point they like it is because it gives them an unnatural edge over the fella next to them. That's how they did it to us. They put us into groups, into collectives. And they said, we're going to do this for this collective. It's going to violate the hell out of the rights of these people over here, but it's going to be good for you. And people were just so quick. Oh, fuck that guy's rights. It's going to be good for me. But what they didn't see is it went this way and that way. Then they went over to this group to take a right from this group. And then over here to this group to take a right from that group. And then the whole goddamn thing is you're watching it. Groups can't do that. Never had the authority. It couldn't exist. If I'm standing out there in my yard with 1,000 of the richest people that exist in this country, I am equal to every one of them or all of them put together. They can't combine any kind of a thought of a superior right through collectivism. It cannot be. But that's what we're living through right now. And I got to believe that the people who truly fought for this country and understood what they were fighting and dying for are rolling over in their graves. And they're just saying, God damn, you've had 240 years to get smarter and all you've done is got dumber. You can't read the simple goddamn document. We wrote that son of a bitch so simple that a third grader should be able to understand it. And you got adults out there, you try to lay the Bill of Rights on them. They don't want to take, the thing is, they're lazy. They don't want to take the time to understand the son of a bitch. And it really is. It's simple. Simple as the day is long. Go ahead.
Hey, I think they just don't want to be free, man. That's what I think.
I think they
love it.
Dion, I think they can't conceive what freedom is. They're
right.
Institutionalized. I cannot believe. I tell you what, freedom does come with responsibility, and it comes with, nobody's going to be there to wipe your ass for you. You got to wipe your own ass, but nobody can tell you have to wipe your ass.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
They're graduating high school children today with a first grade education.
Oh, absolutely. When you graduated high school, in my grandmother's day, when you graduated high school, you had the equivalent, this is what I've read, you had the equivalent of a two-year associate's degree in what, as far as just common knowledge. Everybody lost the concept of what it was supposed to be to learn. What you did, what the schools were originally, when they sold this bullshit to us, was to teach us how to learn. Once you got through that school, you go down to the library. What do you want to do? What do you want to be? You want to be a gold miner? You want to be an electrician? You want to, whatever you want to be, you go down and there's the books. You read the books and put the, and you learn this is what the education was supposed to be, how to take from that books and put it to practice. And you could be anything you wanted to be. Now, this indoctrination bullshit, transgender, pedophiles. I mean, just the sickness of what, that ain't education. Education's a simple thing. It's not simple to be educated, but it's, go ahead, sorry.
I know high school grads that can't even make change.
It happens all the time. At the store, if that goddamn computer don't tell them how much change, I've seen them just go dumbfounded because the computer fucked up. 5 cents, dude. I mean, goddamn, you can't do simple math. I hear you. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stop tolerating it. I mean, when people are stupid, just say it. Hey, you're stupid. You're just stupid. That's all there is to it. You're stupid. You're lazy. You're ignorant. I don't know what to tell you. That is The Word from the Trenches. And stay tuned for Spike Timmons with Hammering the New World Order coming up behind us.